chapter 7, David's one of David's Psalms. You ever want God to just do something? Do something, Lord. That's what these are all about. The Lord has a plan and has a purpose, and He will do something. Not always in the time frame that we have in mind, but He will always work out justice. He will always work out justice. David says in Psalm 7, verse 6, "Arise, O Lord, in your anger, righteous indignation. Lift yourself up because of the rage of my enemies." Anger and rage are used side by side here as they are in the present passage in Revelation chapter 12, because human beings rage unrighteously. They blow their tops. God's wrath is His supernatural, natural reaction to evil. It's automatic that He would have that kind of reaction to evil. "Arise, O Lord, in your anger against evil. Lift yourself up because of the rage of the unreasonable anger of my enemies. Rise up for me. Rise up for me to the judgment you have commanded. So the congregation of the people shall surround you." And what David is always saying, I don't know if David is attempting to use psychology in God or not. Kind of one of those silly things that we human beings do sometimes, you know, let's make a deal. But in this particular case, what David is doing is saying, "God, do you want people to praise you? You want people to surround you and give you glory for your intervention? Do something now for me. Then everybody's going to praise you, and they're all going to worship you, and I'm going to be able to declare your word to those who are lost, and I'm going to have this thing to back it up because you have so obviously acted. Because you have taken your great power in an obvious way." And of course, if there's anything that's obvious, or was, or will be rather obvious, it will be all the interventions of God in the carrying out of the judgments that will occur during the Great Tribulation. It will be so patently obvious that only God has the power to do the things that will occur during that particular time. But for the most part, except for this incident surrounding the two witnesses, there will be no softening of hearts. People will not respond to the great actions of God. They will become harder in their hearts. They may commit suicide and ask for the mountains to fall on them and be angry at the fact that God is, you know, seemingly winning. But they're not going to be repentant. Nor was Pharaoh in the Old Testament when plague after plague was visited upon Egypt. God can act, but it doesn't mean that people will soften their hearts automatically as a result. Verse 18, "The nations were angry." Remember, that's that unrighteous anger we read about in Psalm chapter 7. "And your wrath," same word, orge, "has come." Your righteous indignation, your response to evil has come, meaning come to the fore, come so that everybody can see that you're responding to evil in the world and you're acting. And the time of, and now what's going to occur in the future? And he's talking about the immediate future here. "And the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your great name, small and great." So there is here a prophecy concerning the fact that during the coming millennial kingdom, there will be those whose rewards will include service in that kingdom. And at that time is about to arrive when the saints are going to have that opportunity to exercise the rewards, the opportunities for service that were given to them at the time of the lifting up of everyone from the earth when the Lord comes back. "And that you should destroy those who destroy the earth." And the last phrase referring to the fact that God's judgment upon this wicked world will indeed be completed. It is finished. We saw that at the beginning of our study. Verse 19, I hate to start because it's so interesting. "Then the temple of God was opened in heaven, and the Ark of the Covenant." You thought the Ark of the Covenant was lost. Here it is. We don't need Lucas or anybody else to tell us how to find it. The Lord's done that for us. But let's go now to the Lord in a time of prayer. The sounding of the seventh trumpet, the beginning of the end, the completion of the mystery, the manifestation of the power of God, so that, as Lil Abner would say, any fool could plainly see. But they're fools, so they don't repent. Let's go to the Lord.